The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We've been talking in recent days about GEA Go, much as we do this time of year, it seems. The hardy perennial it's turning into. The GEA president, Jarlath Burns, has been defending the use of GEA Go, the subscription service behind which some games are placed. He said he was surprised at criticisms of the service coming from politicians, including the Taoiseach Simon Harris and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. He described the response of both of those politicians as electioneering. In other words, you wouldn't know there was an election around the corner, is what he said. Well, here's what someone else said. Some embarrassment for the GEA waking up this morning in the knowledge that thousands of men, women and especially kids were denied the chance to see the titanic battle last between Cork and Limerick. Don't worry, lads, they got to see other sports on TV. It was the former Cork hurler, Dermot O'Sullivan, who posted that online, and he's with me now. Dermot, thanks a million for taking the time to speak to us. How damaging do you think it is that these games are behind a paywall, these Cork games in particular, it seems?
Yeah, first of all, good evening to everyone. How damaging is it? I suppose there's a couple of big brands in the GA. You've Dublin GA are probably obviously top brand, followed by Limerick closely of late. And Cork GA is always a brand that people like to see, like to be associated to, like to be able to see what type of game they're playing, be it hurling or football. So it's quite damaging to the fact that, again, look, it's just not for Cork, but thousands of people were denied an opportunity in the right to see the feast that was in front of us last Saturday night. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was an absolutely phenomenal game, and I paid for GA Go myself on the day to watch it, and I didn't pay for it to watch Kilkenny and Carlow earlier in the day in my own county because I didn't think that would be as close as it turned out to be. I mean, do you have an issue, Dermot, with the idea of a paywall at all, or is the problem more that it seems to be Cork who are lumped in behind it?
Okay, look, there's a couple of things. €80 is incredible value. There's no getting away from it. You get very, very little for €80. And for a scheduling of games that they have, is, you know, it's well worth it. It's well worth it. I'm a subscriber to it, so it's not the €80, I suppose. It's the scheduling of the live games, I suppose, that are being shown is what's damaging for me. Like, I think RT and the GA are not flexible enough in their scheduling. I think they put their schedule out long term in advance, i.e. Cork and Tipperary next Saturday. If Cork hadn't beaten Limerick last Saturday night, it was a dead rubber game. You know, so they need to be more flexible in their scheduling of games that have more importance or more at stake than others on that any given weekend.
Mm.
Okay, and I get it. It's not easy to shift schedules, but I think we all have to be flexible. I project manage for a living. It was lashing out the heavens here in Cork this morning. We guys arranged to go to outside work from last Friday. But this morning we had to adapt and change to get guys indoor work. So, you know, there has to be a small bit of flexibility. You can't just approach your schedule two weeks, 6 weeks in advance and, you know, expect that they're going to be the most important games of the week. And that's just not hurling. That's football as well, you know. Mm.
Liam O'Neill is with us as well, Dermot, the former GEA president.
Yeah.
Liam, do we need to iron out a few kinks in this GEA Go system?
Of course you do. Can I first of all say, well done, Dermot. I think you've been very reasonable, very measured in what you said. And I think that's what we need at this point in time. We need people to sit down and talk about this in a measured way. Jarlath Burns has done a wonderful job as our president. We've been waiting for years for him to become president. He speaks for us all, and I'm certainly not going to criticise any comment he made today. I did say last year that we needed to iron this out. We're here a year later after finding ourselves in this sort of a scheduling argument. And unfortunately, not a lot was done in the 12 months to make sure this wouldn't happen. And can I just say, spare a thought for Carlow against Kilkenny. It might not have been.
Liam, I'm done thinking about Carlo and Kilkenny, but go on anyway, I'll let you.
Well, you know what? tough on you. Carlo have been knocking on the door for years, much like ourselves in Leash. And we're rivals when we play. We're total supporters of one another. But what a result. That was the game of the weekend for me. Absolutely fabulous to think that Carlo could rise to equal Kilkenny. And that game was on Diego. I took you through the history of this a year ago, Kieran, in the sense that Diego was brought in at the same time as the Sky deal. It was meant for people overseas and to bring the games to everybody around the world. The history is that then that was fine, worked really well. Then COVID came and people, RTE realised, I think, and GA realised, they had the means now to bring the games during COVID times to lots of people, and people supported that across the board. It was fabulous. Now we have the difficulty that we've lost Sky, ironically, consider the criticism that I took for that, and we now just have GA on RTE. But we also have the means by which you can bring the other games. And really, I'm delighted to hear Dermot saying that €70 is fantastic value. The number of games that are available for people is huge. We do need to look, I think, at the games. But I don't think everybody in the country expected that Cork would beat Limerick. And I suppose looking at it in hindsight of 48 hours later, yes, it would have been great if that had been on. Absolutely. I'd have watched it myself. Mm. I'd have been happy too. I'm out of the country at the moment, but so I can't really gauge the mood of people at home. But this problem still has to be resolved. And I don't disagree with Dermot that it's something that we have to face collectively and say, look, can we be a bit more flexible?
And I guess that the issues, Liam, are one that would need to be ironed out, are one that you wouldn't have too many games from one particular county behind a paywall, which is, I think, why some Cork fans feel aggrieved in particular. Two, that you wouldn't have all games of consequence behind a paywall. But even when it comes to that second problem or that second kink you want to iron out, you have to have some games of consequence, I guess, behind the paywall, or nobody will ever pay for it.
That's possible, but I think that on balance, I think we've got the balance right. Occasionally, another one catches you out, and this one caught the decision makers out. I think that we have to accept that. You have to take it in the chin. You don't make all calls correctly, but there's an ongoing issue here that needs to be resolved by cool heads and by people sitting down and saying, right, can we be a little more flexible? For a long time, mm-hmm. Carlo Horror has never got a look in on Diego or any other platform. They did this weekend, and that was fabulous. And I think we have to acknowledge that worked out well.
Dermot, if these problems are not addressed, I mean, if we have the same situation, and listen, Liam and yourself seem to be in some agreement, and I know I did talk to Liam at this time last year about this exact same issue, and as he said, we're still here and the problems haven't been addressed. If they continue not to be addressed, I mean, to the point you made in that post online, don't worry, lads, they got to see other sport on TV. I mean, that speaks to the reality that the GAA is in competition for hearts and minds always, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I just want to endorse what Liam said there. Right? I'm lucky enough to be involved in the Joe McDonagh Cup with Down over the last number of months. And the talent and the quality of games that are even at that tier, let alone go to the Christy Ring and the Rackard and the Talton and all this stuff, we're missing out on. You can't cover everything, but the talent and the quality we're missing out on, even at that level, it's, you know, there's a lot of learnings to be got from it. So there is. So you know, I'd have to endorse that. I lost my track there, Cron. What did you say?
Well, I was talking about the factor that you know, if these problems aren't addressed, you know, you make the point about kids watching other sport on TV.
Absolutely. Again, I'm not anti other sports. I've played them all. I love playing sport, and I would endorse that every child should try as many sports as they can to find the one that suits them best, because I think that's incredibly important. But, you know, Saturday night, I think a documentary on Hitler wasn't exactly the way to go, and I think it was most disappointing from RT's perspective that was on show, you know. But yeah, look, it has to be addressed. It has to be addressed in a sensible, common sense manner to find a resolution and a solution to this.
Dermot O'Sullivan, former Cork hurler, Liam O'Neill, former GAA president. Gentlemen, thanks a million, both of you, for joining me here on the show. One person says, who thought Cork wouldn't beat Limerick? They only lost by a point to Limerick last year in Limerick. Rubbish talk, along with Dublin, or Donegal rather, and Armagh. It was the biggest game of the weekend. Somebody else says that the factors are, years ago you had to attend a match to watch it. Secondly, that's the first factor, according to Ciarán. Secondly, the new season structure has affected the schedule. Thirdly, everyone wants to watch their own county. Fourthly, there are only so many camera crews available. An example is if there aren't commercial stations interested in showing the Premier League in the UK, hundreds of games would never have been on TV. Like everything else, we can't be all things to all men. And another listener says, the public are being treated as mere cash cows by the GAA and the government. People pay into matches and the government gives the GAA grants and they still want more money. Enough is enough, says that listener. I won more for the moment, but as ever, whenever we talk about GAA Go, people getting in touch in their droves. Brian in Dublin says, why don't the GAA make a subscription to GAA Go part of the membership fee for GAA clubs? It would surely drive GAA club membership, which would support grassroots games. However, I don't have a problem with the sporting organisation trying to earn money from their sports. Everybody wants everything for free.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.